Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is a special event coming up this Saturday, and joining us on the phone to talk about that, we have the president of the Fort Qu'Appelle Lions Club, Larry Bedell. How are you doing today, Larry?
Good.
That's good, and everything is getting rolling across the province. All kinds of events are happening, and Saturday is going to be a big day in Fort Qu'Appelle. It's fun in the sun. Why don't you tell us a bit about what's going to be happening?
Sure, great. Well, it's good opportunity to let folks know that in Fort Qu'Appelle we're having the Fun in the Sun Day on Saturday, July the 31st, and the day is going to get kicked off with the local Lions Club having their parade, which of course would have been normally on July the 1st, but with COVID couldn't happen, so the community wants to put things together, so the Lions Club we'll be having the parade 11 o'clock on Broadway, which is the main street going down to downtown. And then in the afternoon, the Lions Club, again, as well, is having the grand opening for our play structure, which just got finished installed in May of this last year. And that's going to be at the Fort Campground right beside the Splash Park, which the Lions Club spearheaded a couple of years ago. So this would be an opportunity to have that grand opening to celebrate the structure. So that's 2 o'clock. And the town will be having a barbecue, and then they're going to be having some free hot dogs and some refreshments, water, and so on at 2 o'clock in the fort, which is right beside the campground. And along with the barbecue, the Fort Knox Hockey Club will be having a beer gardens that'll start shortly after 2 o'clock and run into the evening. And then into the evening is the fireworks to wrap things off for the Fun in the Sun Day to celebrate and to bring folks to the Valley and take part in our Valley Festivals community.
Sounds like it's going to be a jam-packed day full of great stuff happening. It's really cool to see the play structure opening. As you mentioned, you guys helped to get the Splash Park going, and now to add to it with the play structure, that's really really something great for kids in the community.
Yeah, we were really pleased. You know, we started that project last year, but due to COVID, we just weren't able to have all of our fundraisers, so things got put on the back burner for a little while, and then with the support of SAS Lotteries and other sponsorship, and also the huge support from the town of Fort Qu'Appelle, that we were really pleased to be able to raise the funds to have that facility. The Fort Campground and the Splash Park is used extensively in the summer, and lots of people are visiting that all the time, so this is a good addition to the to that whole area for visitors and for locals alike.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be that's a very awesome achievement, and it does sound like it's going to be a very fun day on Saturday. I'm going to be actually heading out there as well for the parade, so I'm very much looking forward to that, and I encourage everybody to head out to Fun in the Sun in Fort Qu'Appelle. Again, the parade starts at 11 a.m. and it goes all the way into the evening, where fireworks start at 10. From the Fort Qu'Appelle Lions Club, the president, Larry Bedell, thank you so much for joining us on the air and talking about Fun in the Sun.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to let folks know about happenings here in the Valley, and really encourage and hope to see a large number of people come out to have some fun in the sun with the Fort Qu'Appelle Lions Club and the community of Fort Qu'Appelle.
Awesome. And if anyone wants more information, where can they find it?
Yeah, the best place is the Town of Fort Qu'Appelle website. In fact, I'm just looking at their little brochure on that right now, and so they can check that out, or if they have any other questions, they could phone the town office as well. They would be able to help them and so on, but everything's pretty easily located. The Fort Campground's right beside close to the golf course in Fort Qu'Appelle, and then the what we call the fort, which is the replica of a fort where we typically, actually, the long weekend, we would have our Midsummer's Arts Festival, but that had to be canceled, so this works as a good replacement for the long weekend in August.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much again, and very much looking forward to attending on Saturday.